Hello and welcome back. This is Gary Goba Cutica Health with your host, Aman. Today we're looking at the topic, Building Resilience, the Power of Positive Thinking. Building Resilience. Now, resilience is a core character trait of strong and adaptable people. Resilience can be defined as a person's ability to adjust to and recover from the various challenges and difficulties of life. Now, a resilient person is able to overcome difficulties they experience, but a person who hasn't built up their resilience crumbles when faced with similar challenges. Now, building resilience involves developing various attitudes. One of them is positive thinking. Now, positive thinking is the habit or attitude of focusing on the good side of every situation. A positive thinker does not ignore the bad aspects of a situation, but they accept it and find ways to be optimistic. Positive thinking allows you to keep going when faced with difficulties and challenges. In other words, it enables you to build resilience. So I'll share with you three ways to build your resilience through positive thinking. Number one, reframing situations. Now, reframing can be defined as the process of changing the opinion you have about a particular situation or event to help you see it in a more positive or helpful manner. For instance, someone sees herself being laid off as an opportunity for a new start rather than the loss of her time and financial stability. She's able to focus on the positives of a largely negative situation. Now, reframing is an intentional process that helps in problem solving and in the development of a growth mindset. Research has shown that people who reframed difficult situations into opportunities for growth are more resilient than those who do not. Now, reframing requires an optimistic and hopeful attitude. Hope and optimism guide our thinking towards positivity over time. Number two, practicing gratitude. Now, gratitude can be explained as a state of being thankful or appreciative. Gratitude has a very strong relationship with resilience. Experts have suggested that practicing gratitude for a few minutes every day for 3 or more weeks can change the way our brains see challenges. Now, our brains automatically start to focus on the positives of a situation rather than the negatives. When we are able to be grateful and be happy for the good things in our lives, we are also able to find strength to overcome the challenges we might face. And number three, rewiring our stress response. Now, stress is a normal part of life, but the way we respond to stress and the levels of stress we experience is specific to each individual. Research has shown that the way we view and respond to stress has the most impact on our health. Positive thinking enables us to see stress as an opportunity for growth or an indicator that something needs to change. A positive mindset makes it easy to focus on the aspects of the situation you can control, as well as on the little bits of positivity in the situation. I'll close with this. Positive thinking is an intentional action that allows you to build resilience over time. It involves consciously choosing to be positive, even when faced with negative situations. Now, resilience develops when you are able to build a positive mental state that allows you to focus on the growth opportunities of a challenging situation while working on changing the aspects you can and adapting to the parts you can't change. Your goal is to be intentional about the process and to find ways to implement these strategies in your daily life. Thank you so much for joining me today. That is all I have for you. Now, for more information on health-related topics like this, simply log on to www.cuticahealth.com. That is cuticahealth.com. And for more episodes like this, find us on your podcast platforms like Spotify, Amazon, and Apple Podcasts at Carigo by Cutica Health. I hope you always stay alive, healthy, and kicking. Don't forget, this is still Carigo by Cutica Health, and I am still your host, Aman. I'll see you next time.